Audio mode day 4. June 4th, 2016. This is Radio Boss Jock. I might delve a little bit deeper talking about Bluetooth for fun today. Another fun nerdy subject to talk about, audio nerd stuff. Where else could you do it? This is the place for audio nerdery, iOS nerdery, and the intersection. That sort of thing. All right, so flipping over here to Twitter. Our buddy on Twitter, Liam Reynolds, at Larry Liam, LayrLiam, had written in yesterday asking about Bluetooth support and whether Bluetooth was going to be supported in Boss Jock, especially if, for example, the iPhone 7 shows up and has no more 8 millimeter, or 8th inch, rather, headphone jack in it. So we've done some tests with regards to Bluetooth, and it proved to be a complex thing to support. And these are the reasons why. The first one, the big one, is latency. Because one of the first things we tested when we were sort of mocking up a beta for Boss Jock was to see if you could listen to your voice being played back through the monitor feed of Boss Jock after the processing mixed in with all the carts and music and background stuff. Could you listen to that? Would the delay be short enough? Would the latency be low enough that you could sort of just go about your business and record the way one would in a music studio or a radio studio, where oftentimes people have headphones because they want to hear what's getting laid down to tape, that sort of thing. So without a zero latency connect that would happen with a mixer or a mic or something, would the latency be low enough so that it wouldn't drive you crazy? Originally, I think the first version of Boss Jock had like a 5.8 millisecond delay, buffer delay. And then, you know, with the newer hardware, it got down to under 3 milliseconds. And it worked. And that was the point. There are some people that don't like listening to their voice when they're recording, but it can be good practice. It can help, you know, even on a subconscious level as far as getting good recordings and being aware of what is being captured and how, where you are in relation to the microphone and things like that. So the initial version, because we thought it was sort of a very specific sort of audio producer type, that headphone monitoring was important, so latency had to be low. And it was. We thought low enough that you could record and hear yourself in the monitors and it would work. It would work with your brain. So that's the number one problem initially with Bluetooth headphones. There's just additional latency. So when you watch a movie, for example, with Bluetooth headphones, my understanding is that there's a little bit of software magic happening behind the scenes where Apple is delaying the video and the audio playback so that it gets a perfectly synced audio and video. So when you're watching a TV show, you know, Netflix or any of those things, and with Bluetooth headphones, you don't see any problems with sync. You know, the lips line up with the speech and that sort of thing. But if you've ever used Bluetooth headphones with something like, there are some audio, like synth apps, for example, that use it, and drum machine apps. And if you've ever played with those, that's where you notice the latency. That you push a key, and there's that little hair split delay that kind of ruins your ability to interact in real time. And, you know, it's particularly difficult when you're trying with timing. When you know, whether it's a synth or guitar emulation, you know, tube amp emulation, that sort of thing. But it's even worse if it's your voice. So that extra delay that the headphones, the Bluetooth headphones, would have wouldn't really work. So then we had to figure something out. Well, maybe we disable the voice for monitoring when using Bluetooth. Maybe that's what makes sense. And that's a possible solution. But that was probably the number one problem or issue we bumped into with regards to Bluetooth headphone stuff. Then number two was we would want a different output, probably, if whether it's a Bluetooth microphone and a headset combination or a Bluetooth speaker, for example. So this is another issue where if it's a speaker, lots of these Bluetooth speakers have built-in little mics for speakerphones so that you can do speakerphone through the Bluetooth speaker. And what we don't want to have is a situation where the speaker's playing music and the microphone is recording, and there could be a potential feedback loop there. Or an additional thing is there seems to be different bit rates or something. The microphone feed coming from these Bluetooth speakers tends to be more highly compressed. We didn't, you know, just did some initial tests, but, you know, just a like AM radio quality or worse quality mic input from these Bluetooth headsets and speakers. So then it comes down to the question, are we able to use the speaker but not the microphone? Or could we use the headphones but not the microphone? Or do we make it a user selectable feature? That sort of thing. But I guess the big point is it introduced all sorts of complexities. So we definitely deprioritized it as far as supporting it in Boss Jock. However, we know how convenient wireless headphones can be and wireless speakers. There are some users that are using Boss Jock for its cart playback, like a soundboard features. And in that circumstance, people would love to be able to just blast out to a Bluetooth speaker and trigger audio that way. Makes perfect sense. And in that circumstance, you're not using the microphone, so it doesn't become a problem. So, that's one circumstance where it could make sense. But I think what we would have to figure out is how to properly configure for these different use cases. And that takes time. And then ironing out the bugs and that sort of thing. So it's not a total clear win. But if they remove the headphone jack in the iPhone 7 or the iPhone 8 or whatever, the 10th anniversary iPhone, you know, this we may have to take a second look, stronger, do a little more tough testing, figure out if we can make something work there. Assuming also potentially the protocol is going to be changing, the Bluetooth. I don't know if the quality of the microphones can get better or could be high, you know, if you can get sort of like an HD mic feed from a Bluetooth source. That's something that may exist now, but I'm not totally familiar about it. So if anybody out there is an expert in this, we'd love to hear from you. Because there are some mics that have been designed lately that are Bluetooth microphones that have to be capturing HD quality audio, CD quality, 44/116 bit or higher, something like that, and transmitting it back to the phone over the wire, or over the wireless signal. So, who knows? But yeah, it's a good question. It's something we need to look into. All right, one other thing. This was a surprise. Steve Stewart at You Can Podcast 2. His handle at You Can Podcast 2 on Twitter. Steve Stewart gave us a happy birthday shout out. Totally missed this. It's our 4th year anniversary for Boss Jock. 4 years ago today, we launched at the New Media Expo in New York City. And it was a blast, and we met a ton of people that are still friends today. So the memories 4 years ago, wow, it sure did fly by. So thank you so much, Steve. Didn't even realize it. That was quite a surprise, and much appreciated. So anyway, I don't know if you can hear the tree frogs, but there are tree frogs in the background. That's going to wrap it up for today. Boss Jock Report, Audio Mode Day 4, Make sure and follow at AudioMo on Twitter so you're up to speed, and tag all your posts with hashtag AudioMo. Bye, everybody.